Lord used that last verse of the song some time ago to speak to my heart, a number of years ago. Dear Shepherd, I hear and will follow thy call. I know the sweet sound of thy voice. Restore and defend me, for thou art my all, and in thee I will ever rejoice. Have you found him? Have you found him to be that shepherd? The one who calls you by name, who leads you forth, who leads you into green pastures, who restores your soul. There's a psalm I'd like to just look at with you tonight briefly. It's Psalm 80. We'll just look at some of these verses together. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we will be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest room before it and didst cause it to take deep root and fill the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar of the wood doth waste, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch which thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man, whom thou madest strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Hallelujah. I don't know if you have another translation, but those phrases that are repeated three times, turn us again. In the NIV it says, restore us. And since I'm here among friends tonight, I can say that I just felt a little bit tired spiritually coming here to camp. I mean, at this time. Physically, I'm tired, but that's not unusual. But to be spiritually tired, you know, often we need God to restore us. We need him to quicken us, to pour his life into us. And so I've come with that desire that, Lord, I need you to restore me. It's interesting, my brother-in-law, Denise's brother, Gregory, and he's not following the Lord, but when he heard I was going to camp, he says, I know, you're going there to get tuned up. He says, you need that every once in a while. You know, I know, that's good for you, you know. Smacking me on the back, you know. But yes, I trust that we've come with that at least the knowledge that we need God. Do you know that you need God? And I need him. You know, it says there, turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine. You know, look upon us. Look upon your children. Look upon those that are gathered here at Pilgrim Camp, those that will be coming. The campers, look upon us. Turn your face to us, Lord, and save us. I mean, you know, we need to come to that place where we realize that salvation can come from no other place. It must come from God. And Isaiah says, I'm your only Savior. I am the Lord your God. Beside me there is no Savior. And so I need him to save me. You know, sometimes we equate salvation to an experience we had. I got saved right here at Pilgrim Camp. I was 6 years old. First year in the cottage. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it's also written in a book in the library. Go look it up. But I don't just look back to that day and say, you know, that's when it all happened. Yes, that's where it began. But Jesus saves me now. Jesus saves me now. He saves me in the present, in the moment. He is a present Savior. I need his salvation today. And really, salvation is just an ongoing work of his grace in my life. I mean, it's not like we're saved and then we just kind of go on and live this Christian life. It doesn't work that way. He saves us now. Right now. And so I'm here to receive from him. How about you? Restore and defend me, for thou art my all, and in thee I will ever rejoice. I trust that we've also come to that place where we see that really life without Jesus is really not life at all. I need Jesus. I want Jesus. And I can have him. He just offers himself to us. You know, here the psalmist, it's not a psalm of David, it's a psalm of Asaph. It seems that they were going through a hard time. Maybe, I don't know if this was written during the captivity or exactly when in their history it was written, but it was a time when they were being defeated by their enemies. And he's crying out to God, how long, God, until you come and visit us? He remembered God's goodness, how God had brought them out of Egypt. He calls them a vine. You brought the vine out of Egypt and you planted it in the land. You drove out the heathen before your people and you planted this vine. This is your doing, God. This is your people. Lord, now come and work on behalf of your people. Turn us, O God. Restore us. Cause your face to shine upon us and we shall be saved. There's another thought here, I guess, in the 17th verse. I'm sure it had application to that time, and yet I think here is a word of prophecy for us. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the Son of Man whom thou madest strong for thyself. Jesus himself called himself the Son of Man. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And God laid his hand upon Jesus and sent him to this earth to be our Savior. We sang at the beginning of the meeting, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And I think if we would take the time to look to Jesus, we would find that he is looking right at us. He's looking at you. His eye is upon you. I think our sister or someone said, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching me. He's looking down tonight, and he's looking at each one of us. If we would just look up to him. Oh, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, you are my Savior. You are my Savior. You are my shepherd. And whatever the need may be, he's sufficient. Do you believe that? He's sufficient. You know, things come our way that we don't expect. And oftentimes you find yourself, right, Brother Fogel, we find ourselves having to take our own message sometimes. And the things that we tell other people, trust God. You know, you can trust God. And then something happens to us. Now we have to trust God. This whole week in Vacation Bible School, we had five different lessons, and each one, it ended with two words, or three words. You want to know what those three words were? So, trust God. Can you say that?
So, trust God.
And so, Brother Phil, so trust God. Whatever comes our way, we can trust Him. Why? The first lesson was because He is with us. Hallelujah. God is with us, so trust God. Oh, that's right, my children were there. And God gives us what we need, so
trust God.
And God gives us strength. So trust God. Brittany, we missed you at Vacation Bible School. Where were you? Here. And then the fourth night was God saves us. God saves us. So trust God. And the last night was God guides us. Yes. So trust God. And so here we have the shepherd, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, who is leading us day by day. And he's leading us to green pastures. He's leading us beside the still waters. And he's saying, you know, now just stop a moment and drink. Stop a moment and eat. Lie down. And I'll restore your soul. It seems that life for us, and I'm sure for you, seems to go by so quickly. I mean, there's always things to do. There's always places to go. There's to-do lists, and there's that never get to be to-done lists. Is that right? You know, sometimes we never get through those things that we feel we need to do. And yet our shepherd is just saying, come apart a little while. Come apart and rest. And I think maybe that's my problem. Not enough time just resting and sitting at his feet. It's often contrary to our makeup, you know, our nature. We need to get things done. We make things happen. Right, Chuck? And yet God wants us to be still and to turn our eyes upon Him. Just to look at Him and know that He is restoring us, defending us, working out those things in our lives that are beyond our ability to change. Just a little another story about Mom. She's, if you know Mom, she's a take charge woman, right? Is that a fair statement, Brother Paul? What do you think? Very, very, very true statement. Right? Take charge, right? So she's there, laying in the hospital bed, and she's telling Jan and I what we need to be doing. So I said, Mom, what's going to happen? Well, and I take this in the right way. Mic off, right? I said, Mom, what happens when you go to heaven? Is the world going to stop? And she says, no, I'll be dictated from up there. Now, don't tell her I said that, but. So it's that, you know, it's that's the take charge, you know? And here she is laying. I said, Ma. She says, you know, and if they want to leave me here, it's okay. I said, Ma, you don't really have a choice. You know, you're here now. Just put yourselves in God's hands, and He's working. And I know she knows that, but it's just, but that's, I'm just saying that's the way we are, and I'm like that too. We don't like to relinquish control, do we? We like to control. And yet sometimes we just need to open our hands and say, God, I need you. Save me now. Come to me now, right now. And He does. He does. And I trust that tonight you've entered into that a little bit. And there's more for us. You just need to open your heart to Him and say, Jesus, I want to see your face, Jesus. Open my eyes. This God who is our great Savior. And God put His hand upon Jesus. And Jesus went all the way to the cross for you and for me. Fulfilled the Father's plan. He is mighty to save. He's strong to deliver. And so, Lord, we come to you tonight. We thank you that you are here. You are now here, and you are here to save us now. Lord, you know each one. You look right into our hearts. You see the deepest need. And Lord, you are able. Abundantly able. And so we come with that confidence that God, you are for us. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And so, Lord, bring us into that experience of full salvation where, Jesus, we know that you save us now. You save us from ourselves. You save us from our pride. You save us from our worry. You save us from anxiety. You save us from fear. You save us from ourselves. You save us from sin. You break that power of sin. And so, Lord, we know that you have a good plan over these days, and we just want to commit ourselves into your hands for this time. Lord, you know those who have been here maybe all season. Lord, restore them. Body, soul, and spirit, Lord. Just quicken us, Lord. Pour your life into us. Teach us how to drink and to rest. And to receive your grace and your life moment by moment. I ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's take our hymn books and we'll sing together number 23 in the hymn book. 23 in the red book. Let's stand as we sing.
Jesus, what a friend. Sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me. He, my Savior, makes me whole. Alleluia, what a Savior, in him, tempted.
So nice to see Brother Dan here and his family, and we thank God for their service, and we just want to continue to remember our Brother Dan and his father and the family. Dear God, I just pray that you would continue to just be with the Shrek family. Lord, at this time of loss, Lord, I just pray that you would be that one, the comfort, that the comfort of the Holy Spirit would just continue to rest upon each heart. We pray for our brother John. Dear God, we just ask of just the extra outpouring of your grace upon him at this time, that he would know that you are with him, that your presence would surround him, and that you would fill him with joy. Lord, you give us joy in place of sorrow. And so we know that you are the one, the only one that can do that. And again, we just pray for this entire family. Thank you for the blessing you've made them. Continue to be with them in these days. And the family of God at Canarsie, Lord, just come to them in a very real way. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Last verse.
Jesus, I do now receive.
Rest tonight and prepare our hearts to really worship you and receive from you tomorrow, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord bless you.